fighting for America.
As soon as we received word that we had a missing American soldier whose whereabouts were unknown, thousands of soldiers throughout all of eastern Afghanistan were ordered to stop what they were doing to search for Private Bergdahl.
Fighting for Idaho.
When you allow Washington exercising powers that were never delegated to them, it becomes the precedent to the point now the states are just sticking their hand out and hoping to get more money than the next guy.
Fighting for you.
Thank you, Kevin Miller, for coming out here to Walmart, Canyon County.
Yes.
The Women and Children's Center. It's because of you that those places are able to exist.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Thank you very much.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Miller's mission continuing. Reverend Bill Roscoe with us. Big thanks to Airstream Adventures Northwest, Team Mazda Subaru, the Boise Rescue Mission. Reverend Bill, here we are. We continue on. We want to remind everybody that we're just not here at the Walmart at Garrity and Franklin, but we're everywhere.
We're at every Walmart store in the Valley this week, Kevin, and we sure appreciate the support that you give us and the support from Walmart, Team Subaru, and the Airstream people.
Well, it is so very important when you think about the need. Here we have so many young families with the children's, and this is the time of year where kids need a safe place to stay.
Absolutely, and as you know, Kevin, in the summertime we see more women and children checking into the shelter than at any other time of the year, because when school gets out, mom's in a bad situation, dangerous place, are going to pack up those children and move, and often they end up with us.
And that comes at a cost.
It does indeed. But, you know, I want to encourage people to take a good long look at the rescue mission. Come by and visit us. Come by and see the facilities, meet our staff, meet some of the guests and folks that are staying with us. Because when you invest in the rescue mission, it's right here local. We're your neighbors. We're your friends. And you can see your investment at work serving people right here in the Treasure Valley.
Reverend Bill, let's talk about just the overall mission here in Canyon County compared to Ada County.
Well, you know, it's a whole different mission in the West Valley, Kevin, because the people are very different here. There's a lot more of the hard work ethic. There's a lot more of the, pull yourself up by your bootstraps kind of mentality. But at the same time, there's a great need for people to have an opportunity to get back on their feet. There's a lot of people at the rescue mission today, at the Lighthouse mission, for example, who are good, solid people, that men that have always had a job and maintained their own place to live. But with the unemployment problems as they are, with wages being low and so on and so forth, we're seeing a lot of first-time homeless people. And those people are highly motivated to get out. They just need a little help, a sack lunch in the morning, clean change of clothes, shower and a shave, a little help tuning up their resume, and they can and will find work, and they'll get back out into their own place to live. And with the women and kids, it's as our good friend Karen Donahue, sheriff up here, always says, that domestic violence is affecting a lot of people in the West Valley, and there's a lot of ladies and children who are living in really dangerous situations, and they need to get out of there. We want to be that place where they can go and have the safety, security, and their essential needs met so they can start over again.
What are some of the items that people can drop by?
You know, one of the things that we use a lot of and need a lot of are disposable diapers. We have a lot of babies in the shelter, Kevin. If you go down the Valley Women and Children's Shelter today or go by City Light, you're going to see a lot of small children, little toddlers and babies. And those babies need those disposable diapers, and they're not cheap. So those are a big item. Anything to do with children, the wipes, the vitamins for kids, clothing for children, all those kinds of things are always in need. And, of course, food of any type, canned food, non-perishable goods, we're always looking for that. And if folks have gardens, you know, tis the season, you get some extra zucchinis and cucumbers later on this season, bring them by. We can always use fresh produce.
580 KIDO, as we continue on, Reverend Bill Roscoe with us here. Let's talk a little bit about Ada County and what's going on there with the river, with City Light, and the big warehouse.
I think the short answer is very, very busy, Kevin. We've had a lot of people in the shelters, and we've got a lot of people coming for meals. We're still serving, mission-wide, we're still serving over 1,000 meals a day. And any given night, we have 350 people in beds, men, women, and children. And so the work down in City Light and at the River of Life Rescue Mission is very, very busy. But the good news is we're still seeing a lot of transitions out. We're helping a lot of people to get back to work, get on their feet. In some cases, with some of the elderly folks we serve, they're getting connected up to Social Security and veterans benefits and things like that. And so they're moving back out into independent living. And that's always our goal. When someone comes through our doors and makes contact with us and they're homeless, our first goal is to determine with them, how can we get you back into independent living? And let's do everything we can to help that process. So we're seeing a lot of that. And we're seeing a lot of that in both ends of the valley. And it's a wonderful thing. And it once again speaks to the generosity and the compassion of the people of this Treasure Valley. As you know, Kevin, and you know it as well as I do, this is the most generous community on the face of the earth. And when people need a hand, people need a hand up, folks are standing by ready to extend that hand.
580KIDO, what is the, for people going through a tough time, Reverend Bill, you and I have been through tough times. What do you say to someone right now who maybe they've lost their job, maybe they're not happy where they are, maybe they could have been on the Today Show. Oh, never mind. That's me. What do you say in all seriousness? Because I think in our society today, we're missing inspiration.
Well, I think you're right, Kevin. I think we're missing inspiration in some cases, and in some quarters, we're missing leadership. But here in Idaho, it's a different story. You know, here in Idaho, we have people in responsible positions who are governing the state, working in the nonprofit sector, working in the business sector, who are really, really interested in helping people to have that good life that we all long for. And so I would say to anybody who's out there pounding the pavement today looking for work, keep your chin up, keep looking up. Don't forget God in this whole fact, in this whole matter, because God cares as much or more, God cares more than anyone does about every single breathing person on the face of the earth. Don't give up. Keep looking up. Ask God for help. Listen for His voice and follow the direction that you get. And the other thing I would say, and I get this from my good friend Ron Price, is always put yourself around people who will encourage you and build you up. And that's why I love hanging with you, Kevin, because you always encourage me and you always build me up. And that's what we need in our life, is people who inspire us to greatness, inspire us to do better, inspire us to work harder.
So for people listening right now at 580KIDO, you would say to them, you're not alone. Even though you can't see us, we've been there every step of the way. And dealing with the fear, dealing with the uncertainty, dealing with the idea of, hey, I've got to make a mortgage payment, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. You help people actually make that happen. Do you have a money tree?
No, but we have the most generous community on the face of the earth. And as you know, and your listeners, I'm sure, know, we don't receive any government funding for any of the programs of the Rescue Mission. Everything we're doing is funded through the generosity of the folks in this valley, and it's a wonderful thing to be a part of, and it's an awesome responsibility that we take very, very seriously at the mission. And that's that's another thing I'd like to say to the community, Kevin, is come on down and visit with us. Take a look. You'll see that we're stretching those dollars as far as we can, and we're helping people the best we can, and people are making the turn, getting back on their feet, moving back into the community, and living independently again. And it all starts with folks coming down to Walmart, dropping us a check in the mail, going online, BoiseRM.org, and making a gift. It all starts with that. We got to have money to grease the machine here. We got to have food to feed the people. We got to have those disposable diapers and vitamins and things for the children. But as folks continue to help us with those kinds of things, we'll continue to help the people that need it desperately right here, our neighbors and friends in the valley.
That reminds me, I've got some diapers. No, not for me. I've got some diapers and some apple cider from Daryl and Sheila that brought them here at 580KIDO. I do want to thank Airstream Adventures, Northwest, Team Mazda, Subaru. And without those folks, without you believing in us, these things couldn't happen because, you know, this is an endeavor where we've got to, you know, have sponsors to be out here.
Yeah.
And to have a facility. I mean, you're sitting there joking about the Airstream, but, you know, if we had to live on the walk, we would, but it's folks like those guys and Team Mazda that make sure that we can do it.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, Kevin, to see the support from the business community like this, and Walmart, too. You know, Walmart has been alongside of us for a long, long time and helping us with food drives, and the Walmart Foundation has made grants to the mission. Just a wonderful, wonderful corporation, as is these others that you mentioned. Really excited with the new relationship with our friends at Team Mazda Subaru. Great folks, really pulling out all the stops, and the Airstream people for giving you that beautiful coach to stay in. It's just a wonderful place to live, and it's just an honor and a privilege to be a part of this community.
Why do you do what you do? I mean, for most of us, it would be too emotionally taxing to invest in people, because sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. That's why, you know, I admire your staff and what they do and what they go through, because it's tough.
It is tough, Kevin. And on the other hand, it's extremely rewarding. You know, I've got 23 years of rescue mission ministry behind me now, and I can look back over those 23 years and count hundreds, literally hundreds of people that I know personally who came into the rescue mission really broken, really hurting, desperately in need, and going out from the rescue mission and becoming very successful, very wonderful people involved in their church and involved in their community. So, you know, you've got the heartbreak and the heartache on the one hand, but on the other hand, you get a lot of wonderful reward in seeing people turn the corner, work hard, succeed, and go on and be productive members of the church and productive members of the community. So I love that part of it. I love seeing children find a relationship with God. You know, watching those kids who go to Sunday school every Sunday and go to Awana and different youth groups that the churches sponsor, and seeing those kids just come alive in faith and come alive in good health, feeling the love of the staff and the love of God through the staff. It's so wonderful, Kevin. And you know, you've been there. You've done broadcasts from every one of our facilities. You stayed at the river a couple times. You know as well as I do that, yeah, there's some heartache and heartbreak, and it's hard work. And God bless my staff. I got the best staff in the world. But it's hard work, but there are great rewards when you see lives changed. When you see that one starfish, you know, the old starfish story, that the kid finds a starfish on the beach and he's throwing it back in the water, and somebody says, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm saving starfish." And the guy says, "Well, look, the beach is covered with them. It doesn't make any difference." And he picked one up and he threw it in the water and he said, "It made a difference to that one." And that's kind of how we look at what we do. If we can help one person to have a full life and to know God, then it's all worth it.
Reverend Bill Roscoe with us here at 580KIDO. Do you think it's possible, as we begin this, and by the way, we want to thank the Idaho Press Tribune for that front page story yesterday.
Indeed.
Focusing in on my expanding gut, your svelte physique, and we just say that for comical purposes. the young man who heard what we were talking about at 580KIDO and was so generous. We want to thank them for their coverage. Do you think it's possible that we could convince businesses to get maybe a quarter or a half of what happens in the holidays? And if so, what would that mean to your ministries and other nonprofits?
Well, you know, the summertime are the tough months of the year for fundraising and friend-raising, so to have businesses step up, have individuals step up right now is really important. And it's important to us because we don't take any government funding. We don't have any real income streams. You know, we're totally dependent on God and the people of the community to help us to get the work done. And it is a lean time of year for us. Every year is predictable. Starting in May and going through September, we never know what to expect or what's going to happen. But you know what? For 56 years, God has met us. And for 56 years, the doors are open, the lights are on, and lots of people are being served. And we're optimistic. We're looking forward to the summer. And as Miss Jean says, this could be the best summer ever.
Well, and it starts here. It starts with you. If you'd like to donate, stop by any Walmart, or if you want to hang out with Reverend Bill, which I recommend, or Kay Millie. It is the Franklin and Garrity Walmart. We'll be here Saturday till 6 o'clock. And the reason why we're doing this is, again, before you take off, before you head out, we want to make sure that you give. And even if it's a big thing or a small thing, we want to make sure that these folks are taken care of.
That's exactly right, Kevin. I got a little distracted there. Sorry about the dead air. Yeah, we really appreciate all the folks who have come by already, and we're looking forward to seeing more. Looking forward to hearing from our friends in the neighborhood here who turn their stereos up real loud and park right in front of the microphone.
Those are the souls we're trying to save.
That's right. Every soul is a valuable soul, Kevin.
Exactly.
Every single one.
Even the ones that listen to, well, the shallow channels. Reverend Bill at 580KIDO, anything else that you would like to share with us? As we continue on, we have several days left, mm-hmm. and we want to make a difference.
Well, I just want to encourage people, take advantage of the opportunities to shop in Walmart, any Walmart in the Valley. Take the opportunity to drop in something for the rescue mission. I promise you we'll put it to good use. We'll not waste anything. Everything will be maximized. And you're going to be touching the lives of people who live right here in this valley with us who are really in need at the moment.
Reverend Bill Roscoe, we will talk with him more and more and more as we move along at 580KIDO. Why? Because we need the content. All right, you're listening to Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Miller's Mission continues. Do want to thank our great sponsors, Team Mazda Subaru, Airstream Adventures Northwest, the Boise Rescue Mission. Joining us now from the Boise Rescue Mission, our great friend Ashley. And Ashley, when we met, you had just started. When we met, eventually you got engaged, you got married. Now you're expecting an amazing experience both professionally and personally for you.
It's been awesome, and we're thinking about the middle name is Kevin, you know, because you will always have that special spot. So money helps, though, if you want to contribute something.
I give and I give and I give. On a serious note, tell us about your involvement with the rescue mission. What do you do?
I get to work with all of the most important people there, which are the kids and the teenagers. The mission's goal is to help with food, shelter, and clothing. And my goal is to make sure that none of our kids ever have to come back as adults to use our services. We want to make sure they come back as successful people who want to donate or visit us and say hi, but never to need to utilize our services as adults.
Well, talk about your tutoring and the difference it's made with the kids.
Most of our kids have kind of a poor experience at school, not because of them being anything less than awesome, but because they just don't, they're moving a lot, their parents haven't had great experiences at school, so they just haven't had the best start. So we want to come alongside. We have tutors and teachers who come in and help and make sure that they can just use every opportunity available to them to go to college, to be really successful in their life.
Talk about rebuilding kids. We talk about rebuilding adults, but, you know, they're so impressionable, they're so young, and mm-hmm. as you as an expected mother.
Yeah, it has given me a different perspective on it, but the kids have not done anything in their life to make them end up at a homeless shelter, and that's the key. So we want to empower them. A lot of them have trust issues. They're scared when they come in. They don't know what to expect. They don't know what's going to happen, and we want to make sure that while they're with us, they feel nothing but loved, that we encourage them, build them up, tell them they're important, tell them about Jesus and how much he loves them, and that they don't have to be in this spot in their life for their whole life. They can go on and do much greater awesome things.
Ashley, how do you get them to take those baby steps, and can you describe an experience that you're so proud of that would inspire us this morning here at 580KIDO?
Sure. So we had a young family come in, and they had just had so much insecurity in their lives. They didn't have anything to count on. And you start by just letting them know that you care about them and that you love them. And these two siblings actually were even violent because they were just so scared of people and adults and what they might do to them. And when you show them that they're loved and cared about, you take an interest in the things that are important to a kid, because for them, any issue, it can be a really big issue, then all of a sudden they start realizing that they can be more, that people believe in them and they want to do better. They got a lot better at school. I have several scars on my wrist from the little girl who didn't want to go to school, but I had to tell her that she was going to school. And but now this kid is almost a straight A student and is rocking it. She's going to go on to do great things.
What motivates you? It's a very rewarding yet very trying career path.
Sure. Yeah. I have to be where people are hurting, because I just have that sense of, well, I've got to do something about it and make it better. And kids are just really easy to love on and to just want to be there for. So that's the easiest thing for me. I wouldn't be good in every position in the mission, but I do love my job with the kids.
For people listening right now, they're near a Walmart. Why should they contribute instead of, you know, worrying about going jet skiing or hiking? Those are great things to do, but
yeah.
But why donate?
I think because, you know, often our money doesn't go very far. Our resources don't go very far. Everything's going up in price. But by giving to us and even just donating some groceries or something small, it's like that really makes a huge difference. We can't give to people if we don't have it. We're not government funded. So anything that somebody gives means so much extra to us just because we have to have it or we can't give it to people.
And will you be doing this for a long time?
I hope so.
Anything else you'd like to add, my friend?
Thank you for having us. We love you.
Well, it wouldn't be the same without you. And like I said, I'm so proud of you. And when we talk of people in our society today, we're always talking about the politics and what's good and what's bad and the young people. You're what's right with America. You're what's right with our country. And we're all so very proud of you. And it is a privilege. It is a privilege from this old soul to know what you do. And I'm closing my eyes just to let you know just how important this is. What you do, the difference that you make, the lives that you save. And bless you, bless your husband, bless your family, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. That's awesome. I really appreciate that.
Now, did I get the middle name? Or?
You're good.
All right. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Ramsey, weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Focus, Will. 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 5:36 at the Garrity at Walmart in Franklin. Miller's mission continues. Also, any Walmart in the Treasure Valley can donate items to the Boise Rescue Mission. We're here benefiting the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, the Lighthouse. In addition to that, I do want to thank our friends who have stopped by already. Already, you've shown just how generous you are, and we're only in day 3. I do want to thank Jim from Middleton and his great family, our friends at MinutemanRx.com. And all of you that have made a difference, thank you. The reason why we're here, before the boating, before the fun, before the frivolity, before your trip to Bozeman or Missoula or Twin Falls or any of those other great destination vacation places, why not give $20 to the Boise Rescue Mission? As a matter of fact, I ran into a gentleman last night who, do I have that 20 on me? I hope I do. Otherwise, it was a donation to Kevin Miller Ministries. There it is, who loves the radio station and gave me a 20. There you go, Megan. So I'm glad I remembered that because we'd probably get audited by Dave Burnett, who joins us now for the Manly Man segment. I had a gentleman come up and was telling me about Alex Jones and couldn't get enough of the radio station and then gave me a 20.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. Sweet Willard joins us now here at 580 KID. Well, that's what happens when you don't bring the headphones, Will. Let me see if I can help you out there. We continue on here. Willard, what do you have?
This morning? I have... I have nothing. I just have...
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. The big thing that I read yesterday that I know Kevin Miller is very much excited about is that he is probably the best football coach in all of college land for Alabama,
right?
Mr. Nick Saban,
mm-hmm.
might have the record deal to get paid... $6.5 million a year.
6.9 actually.
6.9, total of like $55 million till through 2020. Insane.
Well, if they fire him, they have to pay him $25 million. Yeah.
Oh, without. Oh, just 25. That just shows you the power of college football and how big of an industry it is compared to like NFL and stuff. Because I mean, the NFL they have 30 teams, but college football you have over 200.
Well, they have 32 teams in the NFL.
32, same thing. I don't really count Oakland and Jacksonville as teams. They're just, you know.
Good point. In Buffalo
or
maybe.
Cleveland. Yeah,
so you're down to 28 teams.
Yeah, it's okay. 28's a good number.
I see. So you know, I think he's kind of underpaid personally.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think it should have been 7.1.
You know, that's a nice number.
Yeah, but when you take a look at this, the idea of where our priorities are when we're talking about college football and football in general, as opposed to, you know, here we have this video being released of Bo Bergdahl,
He doesn't look too healthy.
Well, I don't think that's because he's not getting paid $7.1 million to, you know, coach the best game in America.
Mm. Dave, what do you think of the video?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Ooh, volume is a little loud there. I'm feeding back to myself. It's interesting that the first video, any images we see of what has happened to Bo Bergdahl, which, by the way, you can see at 580kido.com, comes from the Taliban. Doesn't come from our U.S. forces. We've seen no photographs. We've seen no images. We've seen nothing. But from the Taliban comes those first images. I find it fascinating. And as I've mentioned every day, the political tentacles get longer and longer, and people trying to figure out why the president did what he did. Is he surprised by the reaction of the armed forces and the public? It's fascinating to watch this whole thing, you know, evolve and unravel.
The whole Bo Bergdahl, you're either on two sides of the spectrum. You're either totally against it, or you're happy that he's home. Like there's a few people in the middle, like, we'll see what happens. But there's so many people on just opposite ends of the spectrum about this whole situation. It's really interesting.
See,
especially John
McCain.
John McCain is the biggest. He's like, we shouldn't have done this.
I kind of find myself in that middle. I am happy for his family, for his friends. But yeah, we're gonna have to wait and see what happens as this comes forward. Because to be honest with you, I don't know what happened. Maybe other people do, but I don't know what happened. So I'm waiting to see the official story and only hope that we can get an official story.
It's just like there's so much evidence against him, like with people that were in his unit and just so all the situations that happened after he, like when he left his post. I wish the best for him, but right now, he has to be proven innocent until, you know, he's guilty, because everyone thinks he's guilty for what he did.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it plays out. But if you look at the video, he doesn't look very happy, does he?
No, because he lost his best friends.
Wow. All right. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning as we continue on. Phone number's here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So we have the Bergdahl reaction, which will continue on. Chris Troupas will join us to talk about his decision to endorse Lawrence Wasdin and then to unendorse him. What does that mean for, the state GOP, the general election, as we get ready for that? And, of course, your calls on the issues that matter to you. And I don't know if we're ever going to get to Bo Bergdahl burnout, Dave.
Well, no, I mean, you know, this is a story that is going to keep going for weeks here because, I mean, as they transfer him back to the United States, down to Texas, there'll be the emphasis there. And as I said, there's a lot of people that want to try to make political hay one way or the other on the story. So that'll be kept in the forefront. I mean, even Chuck Todd from NBC kind of questioning the president about, the whole thing. And Chuck Todd is as far into the Obama administration's pocket as they come. But now even he was quite kind of questioning the whole thing. So, you know, as it goes through the steps in the process, those first pictures we get of family being reunited, then it'll be reignited nationally. And again, I mentioned that, it's viewed very differently outside of Haley, outside of Idaho, than it is inside our state.
Well, and that should be expected. We have a lot of people, the POW groups, that are angry and going back and forth, and there's a lot of fighting going on Facebook and Twitter and everything else. And my favorite, though, is you have a lot of people that, it's interesting to see the differences between how Glenn Beck handled this and how Sean Hannity handled it, and other national talk show hosts. We have people saying, well, you know, Sean was really on him, and I mean, Sean quoted from the Washington Post piece, which is great, which, you know, did a pretty thorough job, where Glenn Beck had a chance to actually, and you know where my preference is on this, Dave, but Glenn Beck, I think, did a better job. I think Glenn Beck talked to people that had been in his unit, had talked to people who, in fact, had done some research, and to me sounded much more informed on the issue than Sean, which, by the way, Sean will join us coming up tomorrow. During our 8 o'clock hour here at 580KIDO. So I don't know if he's going to be at the Garrity at Walmart, but Garrity and Franklin, the Walmart here. But it'll be interesting to see his perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah, and closed circuit message to you, Kev. Did you get my email? The Beck people are reaching out to you?
I did, and it's interesting. They, you know, hang on, Willard. We'll get back to you in a minute. We had a lot of trouble. That's why I didn't put a second blog up here yesterday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be able to get this thing going. I did reply back to both of you, and then I replied back. They were asking, what's Mr. Bergdahl like? And as you know, Dave, I've talked to you about this. At 580KIDO, I've said, he's not the kind of, and I mean this as a compliment, Dave Burnett, so don't take it any other way, but he's not you. When I picture Dave Burnett at home, I picture a guy who has a flagpole in his yard. I picture a guy who does stuff for his community. I'm not saying Mr. Bergdahl is a bad person. I'm just saying that Dave Burnett would, the image I have of Dave Burnett is that he would go and flip pancakes at the VA, and, you know, he'd talk to the veterans and that. And Mr. Bergdahl, because of his unique situation, had a chance to really educate himself on things that you and Willard and others would not really want to know. We wouldn't want to know about the Pakhutush or the whatever religion. We wouldn't want to know their language. But Mr. Bergdahl, because of his frustration with the government, took it upon himself to actually know the enemy and converses with them, and probably still does to this day.
Yeah, I mean, that's the fascinating thing. As I watch the national coverage, as they look at Bob Bergdahl, immediately they look at his appearance. What's with that beard? He's got to be a traitor.
You've been obsessed about the beard, too.
Well, if you remember right, and we go back, if I may be mistaken on this, but he made comments. He started growing the beard in support of Bo and saying he was not going to shave it until Bo was set free. So that's where the beard came from. And then the fascination with the culture, I have to say this. If my child was being held by these people, I'd want to learn everything I could about them. I would want to know just, because of my fear of what they might do or why they would do what they do. You would become obsessed with it. And the whole situation would change who you are. They kind of lived as recluse back in the Haley area before all this happened. So it's interesting to watch the national media who get their first glimpse of Bob Bergdahl and immediately say, this is what he is. I don't know.
Well, when I saw Bob Bergdahl for the first time, I saw a picture of him with President Obama and his wife. And the first thing I told Kevin Miller was, he looks like a grown-up Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
Thinner Opie, yes.
Yeah, thinner Opie. But, man, I was just like, he looked exactly the same. I was, and then I had to go watch some Sons of Anarchy because I was like, hey, so this is what he would look like if he was all grown up.
If he didn't get killed.
Yeah, if he didn't die. Sorry, spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert. If you have not watched Sons of Anarchy,
well, thank you for that, Will.
No problem. I try to educate the people about quality TV shows too.
Oh, you're done?
Oh yeah, sure. He grew out his beard for until the sun was set free. That's respectable, and for people to say that's for him to have a beard is a traitor. There's tons of people that have beards that. What, are all those people that have beards that have traitor? I'm growing a beard right now. Who cares?
I can't grow a beard, and I'm 46 years old.
But you grow a mean goatee, though.
I have issues. But anyway, back to Dave Burnett's point here at 580KIDO. And here's the thing, because I've had people, the press this, the press that. But they didn't talk to the press. They did not talk to the press the entire time.
No.
And you could kind of see a gleeful thing in Bob Bergdahl's statements, and having watched him when he said, this is how it's going to be, at least for once, he seemed like he was in control. And he hasn't been in control the entire time, but that's the impression I got from him at that news conference.
Yeah, I can see that. No, and you have had interactions. I can't say you know him, but you have had interactions with him, spent time in his home. So I could kind of see that. I think you may be right there. And you talk about feeling helpless, being put in that situation. You're in a helpless situation where you don't know, because remember, and again, it fascinates me that Will said the first time he saw Bo Bergdahl was at the White House. I find that fascinating.
No, Bob Bergdahl.
I know. No, I'm sorry. The first time he saw Bob Bergdahl was at the White House. I find that absolutely fascinating that could be the case, because you'll remember as we've gone through this, Bob has been in the public setting. Didn't, you know, and then, I mean, he was even at the, wasn't he at the Balloon Classic? Was that 2 years ago, Kevin?
Yep.
Yes, it was. 2 years ago, he was at the Balloon Classic with the POW balloon that we had down there. So, so he's been out in the public. He has made those appearances. But it's, I just find it fascinating, people ready to jump all over him because of his appearance when, you know, he's been out there. But Will is not unique. There's a lot of people, first time they've seen him was at the White House. And then there's those that want to get him because he was with the president.
Well,
okay, people.
Well, and you brought up the point. There is, I think the president thought this was going to be a win for him. But I've had people come up to me, both on and off the record, and really have issues with the president's image with the Bergdahl family. And I guess I have a bias on that. I told you, and we said it on the air Saturday at 580 KID. I thought it was a great image. But, again, I've hung out with those guys, and I've seen their pain. Maybe I'm biased on that.
And what I find fascinating, see, I think because the president had taken several hits with the VA, he had taken hits at West Point, kind of rejected by West Point, and he needed a military victory. Now, and this is all my speculation, but the question is, was he thinking the military was going to be, yeah, they freed one of our own, only to find out now that most military people are going, no. And suddenly, damage control. So, I don't know.
I hate it when that happens. By the way, as Dave said, that video is up on our website, and we'll be, Dave, I've got it. I'll be posting it on Facebook since I've got that up to those links as well. But you take a look at that video, and folks, I urge you to go to our website and see it. Man, that is weird where you see him. He does not look like he's happy. And then you see the Black Hawk coming in. You see the Taliban. And, you know, apparently, I guess in some of these videos, the Taliban was everywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, was that the, well, what the heck do I know about the military? I mean, They could have been wiped out picking him up. It could have been a trap.
Well, if you watch the video, and I recommend, go to 580kido.com, click on it, then click on the video. They frisk him. The U.S. Special Forces frisk him. Two guys in plain clothes, not in uniform, come out to get him. They frisk him as they're taking him back. And you have to wonder, and again, this would be for the made-for-TV movie, did Bo know why he was going out there? Did he know why he was being put in that pickup and taken out there? He might have been thinking, oh, this is it. They're going to lop my head off. I mean, and the last comment that they said to him, translators have said the last comment that the Taliban said to him, don't come back to Afghanistan. We'll kill you if you come back.
So, now, does that sound like someone who's collaborated with the enemy?
I don't know. I mean, you know, some people might say, he felt bad because he's leaving his friends behind. I don't know who would say that. But to have your friends say to you, come back, we're going to lop your head off. I don't know.
I've had a lot of friends like that, Willard.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe that guy just didn't like Bo. I mean, maybe Bo ate the last jelly donut. He really wanted it.
I guarantee you, during the course of the 5 years of the different people that have had possession of him, there are those that were friendly to him, that he became friends with, and there were those that wanted to lop his head off. He wasn't with the same people all the time, and I guarantee you that his circumstances changed from week to week.
Probably. He probably deleted something off their DVR that they didn't appreciate. He probably wanted to watch Glee. I'm just saying.
Kevin, on that note, traffic now is